In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In holy baptism, Joyce was clothed with the robe of Christ's righteousness that covered all her sin. St. Paul says, "Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death?" Please respond as found on page 278. We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. We continue in singing hymn number 707. Please be seated. We continue on page 278 with the Kyrie. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God of grace and mercy, we give thanks for your loving kindness shown to Joyce and to all your servants, who, having finished their course in faith, now rest from their labors. Grant that we also may be faithful unto death and receive the crown of eternal life through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please turn with me to Psalm 31 at the front of your hymnal. We read responsively verse by verse, starting with verse 7. I will rejoice and be glad in your steadfast love. Because you have seen my affliction, you have known the distress of my soul. Be gracious to me, O Lord, for I am in distress. My eye is wasted with grief, my soul and my body also. For my life is spent with sorrow, and my years with sighing. My strength. Because of all my adversaries, I have become a reproach, especially to my neighbors, and an object of dread to my acquaintances. I have been forgotten like one who is dead. Like a broken. For I hear the whispering of many, terror on every side. But I trust in you, O Lord. I say, you are my God. Make your face shine on your servant. Save me in your steadfast love. Let the lying lips be mute, which speak insolently against the righteous in pride and contempt. In the cover of your presence, you hide them from the plots of men. You store them in your shelter from the strife of tongues. Blessed be the Lord, for he hath shown I had said in my alarm, I am cut off from your sight, but you heard the voice of my pleas for mercy when I cried to you for help. Be strong and let your heart take courage, all you who wait for the Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Our first reading, or our Old Testament reading, is taken from Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. This is also Joyce's confirmation verse. The Lord says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our epistle reading is taken from the first epistle to the Corinthians, the 15th chapter, beginning with the 20th verse. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For as by a man came death, by a man has come also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ shall all be made alive. But each in his own order, Christ the first fruits, then at his coming those who belong to Christ. Then comes the end, when he delivers the kingdom of God to the Father, after destroying every rule and every authority and power. For he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please stand to speak the verse and for the reading of the Holy Gospel. Alleluia, alleluia, Jesus Christ is the firstborn of the dead. To him be glory and power forever. Alleluia. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 14th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you, that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again, and I will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. And you know the way to where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. God has made us his people through our baptism into Christ. Living together in trust and hope, we confess the Christian faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Please be seated as we continue in singing our Lord's gracious presence. I know that my Redeemer lives. Our Savior, Jesus Christ, has destroyed death and brought him life and immortality to light through the gospel. Let us remember with thanksgiving what God has done through his servant Joyce. Joyce Elda Kleibecker Hugi, daughter of Theodore and Flora Buchholz Kleibecker, was born on November 27, 1944 in Centralia. She was baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit on December 17, 1944. She confessed her baptismal faith in the rite of confirmation on March 30, 1958, and was admitted to the altar to receive the medicine of immortality, Christ's life-giving body and blood. Joyce was joined together in holy matrimony to Richard F. Hugi on June 30, 1963. On Sunday, October 2nd, 2016, Joyce Hugi, at the age of 71 years, fell asleep in Jesus. She is survived by her husband, Richard, two sons, Travis and Tracy, a daughter, Benita, two granddaughters, Haley and Shania, a brother, Roger. She was preceded in death by her parents, a brother, Albert, and his sister, Florence. Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord. The Lord gives and the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We give thanks to God our Father through Jesus Christ our Lord for our sister, Joyce. Dear family members and friends of Joyce, on this day when our hearts are filled with grief, we are reminded of the truth that life in this world is temporary. The Word of God, according to Psalm 39, says, "Show me, O Lord, my life's end and the number of my days. Let me know how fleeting is my life. You have made my days a mere handbreadth. A span of my years is as nothing before you. Each man's life is but a breath." How true. Joyce lived over 71 years in this passing world. But we know that that's really such a short time when compared to eternity. It's infinitely less than a drop in the bucket. As we gather together today on this occasion, and as we view the events of this world, and as the days and the decades of our lives are marked off and become history, we can see that everything and everyone is passing away. Our Lord Jesus Christ, while on his way to the cross where he would die under the penalty of your sins and mine, spoke of this passing away. He wanted his followers to know about the end times and not to fear them or fall away from him when these things happened. What Jesus said should cause each of us, as we are passing the time away, to stop and think. Therefore, listen to the words of Jesus from Matthew 24, verse 35. "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Now, we should be convinced of the temporary nature of this world as we look at the events of the world around us. This heaven, what I'm talking about is our atmosphere, then our earth, are in a state of decay and are passing away. We hear reports that the ozone layer is disappearing, and that pollution in general is getting worse to the point where some say that the polar ice caps is causing the polar ice caps to melt. You could also take a tour and see the crumbling pyramids of Egypt. You could go to the crater that was once Mount St. Helens. You can go to California and see the dwindling redwood forest that used to stretch for miles, which is just splotches of forest here and there now. You could even go to Italy and stand under the increasingly unstable Leaning Tower of Pisa. These things are passing away. Other things have already passed and are no more. The dodo bird, passenger pigeon, the hanging gardens of Babylon. We should also be convinced of the rule of decline and decay for other reasons too. How many of us are able to run as fast as we once could? Or are able to still sleep like a baby? Or concentrate or hear or see as good as we were able to when we were younger? Our abilities decline and we are unable to do the things that we once didn't even think twice about doing. Joyce experienced all of this too. Her body's ability to care for itself lessened. It grew weak, and this condition worsened until she passed away. Jesus was absolutely correct, and we are convinced that heaven and earth are passing away, and we know that we are a part of it. And unless the world ends in the near future or you suddenly die in some sort of way, you too will experience this, or you will continue to experience the same kind of decline until a group of people assemble here as we are today in memory of you. Perhaps you have heard the saying that the only things that are inevitable in life are death and taxes. Well, actually, that's not true. Taxes are a part of this world, and they will pass away. The saying would be more accurate if it went something like this. The only things that are inevitable are death and the words of Jesus. Death scares us, and it is usually not something we look forward to. But what about the words of Jesus? Do you look forward to the words of Jesus? Well, the Bible says that Jesus' words will never pass away. But what are these words of Jesus? Our Lord said, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey all that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you to the very end of the age." Jesus also said, "Everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day." And of course, Jesus said, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away." This is a true comfort to those who belong to the Lord. But they are more than uncomfortable to those who are not Christian. The same Jesus who said, "Come, O blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world," also indicated that to those who were not his own or who ignored his word, he would say, "Depart from me, you accursed ones, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels." Jesus' words, both the ones expressing everlasting joy and the ones announcing eternal condemnation, will not pass away. They will continue forever. That's a wake-up call for each one of us, for those of us who are Christian, to remain steadfast in the word of the Lord and to work, or to remain steadfast in his work of his saving word and sacraments. For those who have strayed strayed away from the Lord and his church, to take heed and to not wait another day to return. And for those who may never have heard that God has provided the way to eternal life through his Son Jesus Christ, today you know that salvation unto us has come. It is God's desire that not a single person be lost. He absolutely wants you to be with him, now and forever. Just consider how serious God is about having you as his own now and forever. He was so serious about this that he sent his only begotten Son to live for you. He allowed his beloved Son to die on the cross under the penalty of all your sins and to rise again from the dead to demonstrate that victory over sin, death, and the devil has taken place. That's how serious the Lord is about you being his own, now and forever. He was serious about taking Joyce to be his own. He washed her clean in baptism. He fed her throughout her life with his word, with his body and blood, giving her his word of promise so that she would be his own now and forever. The Lord also wants you to be with him now and forever. Don't let another day go by without trusting in Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. Just think about this. God has permitted the events of history to take place so that you would be here today in this building for this memorial service for Joyce, so that you could hear the words of Jesus, the words that save. And so may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in your dear Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. And now let us pray to the Lord, our God and Father, who raised Jesus from the dead. Please stand. Almighty God, you have knit your chosen people together into one communion in the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Give to your whole church in heaven and on earth your light and your peace. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And grant that all who have been baptized into Christ's death and resurrection may die to sin and rise to newness of life, and so pass with him through the gate of death and the grave to our joyful resurrection. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Grant that all who have been nourished by the holy body and blood of your Son may be raised to immortality and incorruption, to be seated with him at your heavenly banquet. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And give to the family of Joyce and to all who mourn comfort in their grief and a sure confidence in your loving care, that casting all their sorrow on you, they may know the consolation of your love. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And give courage and faith to the bereaved, that within the communion of your church, they may have strength to meet the days ahead in the assurance of a holy and certain hope, and in the joyful expectation of eternal life with those that they love who have departed in the faith. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And help us, we pray, in the midst of things we cannot understand, to believe and find comfort in the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, receive our thanks for Joyce, and for all the blessings you bestowed on her in this earthly life. Bring us at last to our heavenly home, that with her we may see you face to face in the joys of paradise. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. O God of all grace, you sent your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, to bring life and immortality to light. We give you thanks that by his death he destroyed the power of death, and by his resurrection he opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. Strengthen us in the confidence that because he lives, we shall live also, and that neither death nor life, nor things present nor things to come, will be able to separate us from your love, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Taught by our Lord and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Lord, now you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people Israel. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. The Lord be with you. Let us conclude our prayers. Lord God, our shepherd, you gather the lambs of your flock into the arms of your mercy and bring them home. Comfort us with the certain hope of the resurrection to everlasting life and a joyful reunion with those we love who have died in the faith. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.
Amen. Let us go forth in peace. In the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Please be seated.